The snap lockdown might be over in the West, but the verbal contest over the COVID risks and safety measures in hotel quarantine continues nationally. India's heartbreaking second wave is posing the latest test. The National Security Committee of Federal Cabinet will meet tomorrow to consider further suspending flights from India and to look at sending medical supplies. And we'll have more on India's crisis in just a few moments. But state governments and health experts are still wrestling here with questions about the capacity of Australia's current hotel quarantine systems to safely manage returning travellers. Emily Burke has our report.
The Federal Health Minister says the government wants to keep Australians safe while bringing Australians home.
In a world of over 800,000 cases a day, draws the comparison between a world in pandemic and an Australia in control.
Despite the outbreaks, Greg Hunt has praised the nation's hotel quarantine program.
We actually have the best quarantine system, or at the very least the equal of the best of any in the world. This has been the front line in our protection, and 500,000 Australians have come home since mid-March of last year when the restrictions were put in place. We have closed the borders.
The National Security Committee will meet tomorrow to consider humanitarian support options, sending ventilators and supplies of oxygen, and also tightening rules on flights in and out of India.
And if those additional measures are recommended, we will take them with the heaviest of hearts, but without any hesitation. But we remember the agony that our own Indian community is faced with, and I think it's very important that we are sensitive to the suffering that they face.
There are around 8,000 Australians still trying to get home from India. But regardless of where flights come from, Australia's borders aren't watertight. And that's prompting calls for the federal government to have purpose-built accommodation. Labor's health spokesperson is Mark Butler.
We've got to get a proper quarantine system in place that protects the broader Australian community, but also ensures that Australians stranded overseas are able to come home.
The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says failures in hotel quarantine are inevitable.
The federal government makes other decisions about the number of people that can come back and the reasons why they can leave Australia. That's not for us. But what we are responsible for is making sure we have the strongest system available. No system is perfect. Ours in New South Wales certainly isn't perfect, but we've made sure that every time there has been some incident, we've learned from it, we've built on it.
But the West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, is moving to cut the number of arrivals.
Our hotels were not built for or designed for this purpose. The Commonwealth does have facilities that were built for these sorts of reasons. Now, I know the Commonwealth doesn't want to do it, and I've heard all the arguments, but basically they don't want to do it because it's risk. It's risk for them. But if they're not prepared to do it, we'll just have to drop the number of returning people into Australia, and that will be sad for many families.
So what is the risk? Anthony McCarley is a data analyst and founder of the COVID Live Tracker, and he's turned his attention to tracking the hotel outbreaks.
We've counted about 15, 16 leaks since November. We know how many total arrivals have come in. And just do a very quick calculation that we know it's just over, you know, one in over 100, about 100 cases we've had a leak.
So that's not in 100 arrivals. That's
no.
One in 100 cases of COVID that have been through the hotel quarantine program.
Yeah, that's correct.
International experts are watching Australia's hotel quarantine program from afar. The problems are being traced back to a refusal by this country's top infection control advisers to accept the science of airborne transmission. José Luis Jiménez is one of the world's leading atmospheric scientists based at the University of Colorado.
Australia has very good aerosol experts. You know, when you have competent people, why are they not advising the government? And why do you have people who are clearly uninformed and uninterested or incapable of learning in such powerful positions? I mean, I think this explains some of the problems that Australia has been having with some of the outbreaks in the hotels and things like that due to lack of airborne controls.
Professor Nancy Baxter is from Melbourne University's School of Population and Global Health.
Talking about restricting flights, talking about people returning, that ends up deflecting us from talking about what's happening within hotel quarantine and whether our hotel quarantine is actually fit for purpose.
Professor Nancy Baxter from the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health. Emily Burke with that report.